Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
That's the sound. What's the story? We see a story, we turn it into a sound. Some days, they're okay, they're guessable. Other days, oh.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat, and his black and white
dodgy boxes.
If that's the sound, well, here is the story, and it couldn't be more accurate. An English postman, unfortunately not a Pat, he's a Michael David Barrow, ran a sophisticated piracy business. Essentially, he was selling the dodgy boxes, the Amazon Fire Sticks loaded with every single channel and series and movie you could possibly think of. Now, he has been accused. Street value, he made more than £200,000 from the scam. Large-scale commercial fraud, pure greed, said the judge. You think, it's a bit of time in jail. 38 months he's been sentenced. We don't condone the crime. We just look at the facts of the case. He had plenty of warnings.
Given a cease and desist notice, that is a legal notice telling you to whisht, basically.
They knew, we know what you're at.
Yeah.
Stop what you're at. And maybe the punishment won't be as severe. He got that.
The police came to his house to let him know, we're on to you. And he was given details about other court cases where people had been sent to jail for doing similar. He had his Facebook account suspended because he was going against intellectual property rules. The man was warned.
He was going door to door. I'm just assuming that this was a very good avenue, very good system that he had. He was the postman. He'd turn up. How are you getting on? There's your letters. Would you fancy a dodgy box? Could have it here tomorrow. Could even install it on my rounds. He had a good thing going for himself. He also, which goes into the territory of, ah lad, you were taking the piss. He had built a home bar out the back of the house and he had loads of TVs. It was like a personal sports arena for him. And if you were interested in buying a dodgy box or a fire stick off him, come on over, I'll show you in action. He had a showroom for his illegal activity, this postman in England. He was an ultimate piss taker.
You have to question the lack of cop on. There, again, while not condoning any of the activity he was involved in, people could argue that there is some savvy in being able to run an operation of this kind. But clearly not enough savvy to be like, oh, I'll lay low now for a while because they're on to me. In fact, actually, I might call the whole thing off. No, I'm going to stay bullheaded going until I'm sent to jail for more than 3 years.
The man watched The Wolf of Wall Street one times too many on his own dodgy box and he's like, I need to scale up operations now that they're on to me. I will make myself so powerful as the postman who sells the dodgy boxes that I will not be stopped.
It's why myself and Dave have never gone into the legal arena because we would be sitting there with clients who would come to us looking for representation. And we're like, lads, you were taking the piss. Did you expect?
Do you ever think of the solicitors and barristers that have to know their client is as guilty as sin, but they still have to put up a defence in a case for them?
And they're able to put up the most effective of legal arguments. Cop on doesn't come into it.
Maybe there's a reason they're paid so much. Paid to lay or put up a defence, I should say. Hopefully this now makes sense.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat, and his black and white
dodgy boxes.
Don't be getting ideas now, postmen and women of Ireland.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.